Hi guys, and welcome back to another Kiru video. In today's episode, I'm going to be telling you all about the brand new Phil Agatha Stroker. The Phil Agatha is the latest addition to the Philstar Stroker range. There is absolutely loads coming up in today's video, so I'm going to shut up and let's get into it. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always, and as I said at the start of the video, I am going to be showing you the Phil Agatha Stroker. If you don't know who Agatha Vega is, she is a massive content creator from Venezuela. She joined the adult content industry in 2020 with her OnlyFans. Since then, she has become a globally recognized content creator. She's also worked with some of the biggest studios, earning herself multiple awards. So what's coming up in today's video? Well, I'm going to give you an unboxing like I do in all my videos. I'm then going to show you what you get when you buy the Phil Agatha Stroker. I'm then going to show you how to connect it to the Kiru Power Blow and to the Kiru Kian. If that wasn't enough, I'm going to tell you a little bit more information about the Stroker and I'm going to give you a review at the end. So there is lots coming up in today's video. I'm going to shut up and let's get into the unboxing video. So I'm going to start off by showing you the outside of the box. This is so you can see that it is discreet packaging when you order from Kiru. There was a shipping label, but there was no mention of Kiru. So let's open it up and show you what's inside. As you can see, it is really well packaged. On the front of the box, you've got a picture of Agatha Vega. On the left-hand side of the box, it tells you that it's compatible with the Kiru Kian and the Kiru Power Blow. On the back of the box, it tells you a bit more about the Phil Agatha Stroker. And on the right-hand side of the box, it shows you the front of the sleeve and a cross-section of it. Anyway, we're not here to look at the box. Let's open it up and show you what's inside. When you open the box, you can see there's a piece of cardboard that holds the stroker in place whilst it's in transit. To remove it, all you need to do is take the sleeve out of the box, unscrew the lid, and remove the cardboard. All you then need to do is screw the cap back on the end. Now we're going to flip it round and get into the business end. To open up the sleeve, all you need to do is give it a slight twist and a pull. Underneath, you'll find the Agatha Vega sleeve. As you can see, there is lots of detail in this sleeve. Unlike all Philstar Strokers, they are extremely soft to the touch. To remove the sleeve from the tube, all you need to do is give it a squeeze and a pull. And you can see by the back of the sleeve, it's extremely flexible. What I'm going to quickly do is turn the sleeve inside out so you can see the textures inside. As you can see, there are lots of ridges that run along the top of the sleeve. Then you'll see lots of lumps and bumps that run along the middle. The further in you go, you'll be met with more ridges and lumps and bumps. When it comes to putting the sleeve back inside the tube, all you need to do is drop it in, then push it so the edge of the tube fits inside the groove that runs along the top of the sleeve. And once again, your Agatha Vega Stroker is ready to use. And as you can see, this is very impressive. When it comes to putting the cap back on, it just clips in place. If you have been inspired to buy yourself a Phil Agatha Stroker, then there is a link in my profile to my official website. On here, you'll find a link to Kiru and the Phil Agatha Stroker. So there you have it guys, that's what you get when you buy the new Phil Agatha Stroker from Kiru. The next thing I'm going to do is show you how to connect it to the Power Blow and the Kiru Kian.
Okay guys, to attach the Power Blow to a stroker, the first thing you need to do is take off the cap at the end. Pull out the sleeve and you'll notice that there's a ridge that runs along the inside of the tube. This ridge is detachable and you're going to need to remove it to properly fit the Power Blow. These can be quite tricky to get out. Put this to one side for a second and you're now going to need to take the cone that comes with the Power Blow and drop it into the tube. You will need to make sure this is fully pushed in. Now you're going to have to take the circular ridge that we took off and place it back on. Once this is fully clipped back in, we're going to take our sleeve and place it back into our tube. Again, making sure this ridge fits inside the groove that runs along the top of the sleeve. Once this is done, we're going to flip around our stroker and unscrew the cap at the end. Place on the O-ring that comes with your Power Blow and screw the Power Blow onto your stroker. You're now ready to switch it on and start using your Kiru Power Blow and your new Phil Agatha Stroker. If you'd like to see a full guide on how to use the Power Blow, then there is a video or a blog on my website. You can find links for those in my profile. The fastest way I've found to put your stroker into your Kiru Kian is to stand it up business end down. Then lower your Kian over the top of the stroker. Then all you need to do is take hold of your stroker and lift it and twist it. This will lock your stroker into your Kiru Kian. You're now ready to turn it on and have some fun.
So there you have it, guys. That's how you connect the Fuel Agatha Stroker to the Kiru Power Blow and to the Kiru Kian. And remember, it can be used along with the Kiru Control. I have videos uploaded for all of those so you can see in detail how to use them. Just make sure to check out the rest of my channel or my blogs. If you do buy the Fuel Agatha Stroker, then there is exclusive content that you can use with your stroker with the Kiru Power Blow and the Kiru Kian. The next thing I'm going to do is tell you a little bit more about the Fuel Agatha Stroker. The sleeve inside measures 220mm with a diameter of 84mm. The vaginal opening is 21mm and the sleeve and tube weighs in at 800 grams. Anyway, that's enough of the boring information out of the way. Let's get into the review. Now, I've been using Kiru sleeves for quite a while now and I have actually loved using them. Yes, I'm a gay guy and yes, they are vaginas, but they still feel really good to use. The sleeves are super soft, there's lots of room inside and it's extremely well detailed. Even I can appreciate that. Now, I can't confirm this, but personally, I feel like there's lots more room in the inside of the sleeve. This means you girthy guys can get deeper inside. There's a good range of textures in here. There's lots of lumps and bumps and ridges that run along the inside of the sleeve. And it was super easy to clean once I'd finished using it. If you have been inspired to buy yourself the Fuel Agatha Stroker or any of the attachments, then there is a link to my official website in my profile. On here you'll find a link to Kiru. This is an affiliate link, it doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of their profit should you buy something. If you have got any questions, feel free to drop them in the comments box below on my blog or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in my profile. That's it for this video. Don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos. Until next time, peace out.